Lesson 24, Revelation in Our Daily Lives, Young Woman Manual 2. Objective: each young woman will understand how she can receive revelation in her daily life. Preparation: 1. Bring paper and pencils for the class members. 2. Prepare pieces of paper with one of the following scriptural references written on each paper. 1 Nephi, chapter 10, verse 17, last half of verse. Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7 through 8. James, chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. Doctrine and Covenants, section 9, verses 8 through 9. Alma, chapter 37, verse 37. And 1 Nephi, chapter 17, verse 45. Make enough papers for each young woman, even if you must use scriptural references more than once. 3. Prepare to have the class sing the first and third verses of Teach Me to Walk in the Light, hymns number 304. 4. Assign young women to present any scriptures, stories, or quotations you wish. Suggested lesson development. Introduction. Story. Share the following story. Ask the young women to identify the gospel principle that is illustrated in the story. The youth from several wards were meeting together. The hour was late. Many sweet and moving testimonies had been shared that evening when Bishop Rogers signaled to the capable young priest conducting to bring the meeting to a close, even though the bench was still filled with youth eager to bear their testimonies. But having waited this long for courage to stand and being next in line, Melanie could not pass this opportunity. She moved quickly to the pulpit. "You see," she said, "I was called to be a class president of 17 girls, and the bishop said I was responsible for them. I was scared to death. I didn't even know for sure where they were. Then he told me to decide on my counselors and reminded me of the need to pray and ask the Lord. I wondered how it worked. How would I know who the Lord wanted? I wrote 17 names on a piece of paper. Then I prayed about those names. Each time I would finish my prayer, I felt right about crossing off one or two names from the list. I kept thinking and praying and trying to decide until the third day. With only two names remaining, I had a strong feeling that I knew who Heavenly Father wanted. That's how it works. Art at the GCAP, yes, you are old enough, girls. New Era, May 1974, page 14. Revelation is the means by which God communicates with us. Discussion. Hand each young woman a piece of paper and a pencil. Ask her to write a definition of the word revelation and hand it to you unsigned. Discuss each definition with the class. Bring out the following meaning. Prayer is the means by which man communicates with God. Revelation is the means by which God communicates with man. Quotation. As you read the following, ask the young women to identify who is entitled to revelation. Now I say that we are entitled to revelation. I say that every member of the church, independent and irrespective of any position that he may hold, is entitled to get revelation from the Holy Ghost. He is entitled to entertain angels. He is entitled to view the visions of eternity. And if we would like to go the full measure, he is entitled to see God the same way that any prophet in literal and actual reality has seen the face of deity. Bruce R. McConkie, How to Get Personal Revelation, Brigham Young University Speeches of the Year, Provo, 11th of October, 1966, page 4. Chalkboard discussion. Write the following scriptural references on the chalkboard. Do not write the methods of revelation at this time. Scripture. 1. 1 Nephi, chapters 11 through 13. Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verse 17. Method. Direct vision or visit. 2. Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verse 33. Exodus, chapter 3, verse 4. Method. Direct word of God or angels. 3. Exodus, chapter 28, verses 29 through 30. Doctrine and Covenants, section 17, verse 1. Alma, chapter 37, verses 38 through 45. Method, special instruments such as the Urim and Thummim, Liahona. 4. 1 Nephi, chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. 1 Nephi, chapter 8, verse 2. Method, dreams. 5. Doctrine and Covenants, section 8, verse 2. Section 20, verse 26. Helaman, chapter 5, verses 44 through 47. Method, Holy Ghost. Have the young women use their copies of the standard works to locate the scriptures and identify the ways in which God communicates with us. You may wish to assign scriptures to young women. As the methods are identified, write them on the chalkboard. Ask the young women to remember what gift they were given immediately after their baptisms. Then read the following statement from the prophet Joseph Smith. No man can receive the Holy Ghost without receiving revelations. The Holy Ghost is a revelator. History of the Church, Volume 6, page 58. Each of us can receive revelation to guide us in our daily lives. Teacher presentation. Explain that all of us are entitled to personal revelation in our lives. Situations arise daily in which we need to know the Lord's will. We can know this only through revelation. Because the Lord loves us, we can have the constant companionship of the Holy Spirit. This Spirit will gently inspire us and guide us to truth. Quotation. Elder Boyd K. Packer offered the following insight on how we can gain spiritual knowledge. We should not expect revelation to replace the spiritual or temporal intelligence which we have already received, only to extend it. We must go about our life in an ordinary, workaday way, following the routines and rules and regulations that govern life. Rules and regulations and commandments are valuable protection. Should we stand in need of revealed instruction to alter our course, it will be waiting along the way as we arrive at the point of need. The Candle of the Lord, Ensign, January 1983, page 54. Scripture Study. Hand out the pieces of paper you have prepared listing scriptural references. Ask each young woman to look up a scripture and determine what it says about receiving revelation. Explain that, as a class, you will compile a list that answers the question, what are some ways we prepare to receive revelation? Give the young women adequate time to find and read the scriptures. Then ask them to explain what the scriptures say. Compile this list on the chalkboard. What are some ways we prepare to receive revelation? 1. We must have a desire and must seek for help. 1 Nephi chapter 10, verse 17, last half of verse. Matthew 7, verses 7 through 8. 2. We must have faith. James chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. 3. We must study it out in our minds and reach a tentative decision. Doctrine and Covenants, section 9, verses 8 through 9. 4. We must counsel with the Lord and ask if our decisions are correct. Alma chapter 37, verse 37. 5. We must be in tune with the Lord and recognize the answer. 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 45. Case studies. Ask the young women what could be done in the following situations to receive help and guidance. Be sure the young women realize that they must make an effort to receive revelation. 1. Cindy, the president of a young women class, must choose a young woman for her class to be chairman of an important summer project. How can Cindy receive help in choosing the right answer for this assignment? What should she do besides pray about the problem? 2. Patty has been called by her bishop to be the president of a young women class. She is very busy with school and outside activities and feels that she does not have the time or ability to be a class leader. How can the Holy Ghost help her fulfill her calling? 3. Trisha recently moved to a new city. When she started school, she knew nothing about the young women in her classes. She was lonely and uneasy and wanted help in making friends. What should she do? How can she request and receive the help of the Holy Ghost? Scripture reading and discussion. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 9, verses 7 through 9, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verses 22 through 23. Have the young women underline and cross-reference these two scriptures. Discuss how a person can know if she has received revelation. What form does revelation usually take? Quotations. Have a young woman read the following quotation to further clarify the meaning of the scriptures. Answers from the Lord come quietly, ever so quietly. In fact, few hear his answers audibly with their ears. We must be listening so carefully, or we will never recognize them. Most answers from the Lord are felt in our heart as a warm, comfortable expression, or they may come as thoughts to our mind. They come to those who are prepared and who are patient. H. Burke Peterson, In Conference Report, October 1973, page 13, or Ensign, January 1974, page 19. Read to the young women the following quotation by President Marion G. Romney and invite them to observe how a person can know if her prayer has been answered. When confronted with a problem, I prayerfully weigh in my mind alternative solutions and come to a conclusion as to which of them is best. Then in prayer, I submit to the Lord my problem. Tell him I desire to make the right choice. What is, in my judgment, the right course? Then I ask him if I had made the right decision to give me the burning in my bosom that he promised Oliver Cowdery. When enlightenment and peace come into my mind, I know the Lord is saying yes. If I have a stupor of thought, I know he is saying no. And I try again, following the same procedure. In conclusion, I repeat, I know when and how the Lord answers my prayers by the way I feel. Q&A, New Era, October 1975, page 35. Conclusion. Teacher Presentation. Explain that each baptized member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has the right to the gift of the Holy Ghost. Each young woman has that right. To receive that gift, she must be living in harmony with God's laws and earnestly seeking to know His will. Under these conditions, she has the right to expect the Holy Ghost to be with her. We are entitled to guidance from the Holy Ghost. Have a young woman read Moroni chapter 10, verses 4 through 5. Counsel the young women to use the scripture in their lives. Emphasize the importance of seeking the power of the Holy Ghost in their lives. Remind them that through this power, they can stay close to the Lord and eventually live with Him again. Song. Conclude the lesson by having the class sing together the first and third verses of Teach Me to Walk in the Light. End of Lesson 24, Revelation in Our Daily Lives, Young Women Manual 2.